Well, I have one more quote that's very much related to what you've just been talking about with accessing our intuition and inner faculties. It's also from the Seeker Doctrine. The whole essence of truth cannot be transmitted from mouth to ear, nor can any pen describe it, unless man finds answer in the sanctuary of his own heart, in the innermost depths of his divine intuition.
Yes, both HPB and Annie Besant used to say that no esoteric truth is ever printed. Anything that we read, it's a symbol for the esoteric truth, because the esoteric truth is beyond concepts. It's an experience. It's something that transcends words. Words are made out of our experience on the physical plane, and they sometimes resemble what happens on the inner planes, and many times they don't. So when something that belongs to the inner plane has to be transmitted on the physical plane through words, they are symbolic, more or less symbolic. It's like if we were all blind and there is a person who sees, and that person has to share with us the experience of color, what a color is. But he has to communicate that to us through things that we know, taste or our touch. So he would say red is like hot, or red is, you know, he should describe the color red with the images of other senses. So it would give you a feeling of what red is, you know, as opposed to blue, for example. But it will never give you the actual image of red and blue until you actually see red and blue. So all these kind of teachings are something like that, an attempt to express inner realities through our language, through images on the physical plane. As I said, since there is a part of us that sees, that has this knowledge, our inner self has this knowledge, all these hints could be useful for us to remember that knowledge, for our brain to become a vessel of that inner knowledge. So in that way, the physical or reading, the physical instruction could be useful for spiritual learning. But if we take what we read in a rigid way, as describing something as they would do on the physical plane, then we are closing the door for a subtler perception. So that's why in these fields we have to be very flexible. We cannot be orthodox. We cannot say, oh no, this is the astral plane, and if anybody else called it in a different way, then this other person is wrong, because there are no boundaries. There are not, signs that say welcome to the astral plane and welcome to the mental plane. So all the teachings are symbolic, as we said, but they could be conducive to a real perception.
And all of them, from what I'm hearing from you, are aimed at unfolding our higher nature.
I don't know how much they unfold our higher nature. Obviously they do in some way, but probably the unfoldment of our higher nature occurs on the inner planes. But they also prepare our brain to receive that knowledge. For example, HPB would say that there are certain organs on our brain, the pineal gland, for example, that they are the means, the physical means for the spiritual intuition to be communicated to our brain. And all this study and practices aim at developing this pineal gland. In most humanity, the pineal gland is not very developed, and it has some physiological functions, but the spiritual functions of the pineal gland are latent. So this study, meditation, and to have a clean life, and all these teachings and advice that we get are for our physical body to become able to receive the inner knowledge. So I guess this study would make our personality more able to get the inner knowledge, and probably also it will work on the inner nature also.